Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Buffalo.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard for Wednesday, January the 30th, 2019. Our topic today is going to be racial apartheid, probably more emphasis on apartheid. And if you would like to join the conversation, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also view and hear the program by going to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then you can type in the word radio and scroll down to Talktainment number 2 on YouTube, and you're there. Of course, if you would like to Gmail me with your comments or your questions, you go to the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will get that. But we would like you to also listen to the program by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and all you have to do is at the top, just click Listen Live, and it brings you right in here. And while you're there, hit the subscribe and like button. Most of the nation is cold as of this particular broadcast on this Wednesday, January the 30th, so we hope that you are well. On the line, live from Washington, D.C., is Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And Mr. Fuller, how are you today?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay, it's been a week that since we last spoke. Before we get started on the racial apartheid, is there a particular mention that you saw or subject that you saw that you would like to hone in on or make us aware of? Anything in the government or around the world, something that caught your eye? You know, I know you read a lot of publications, newspapers, magazines, anything that just caught your eye that you want to speak to?
Nothing outstanding. Just the general routine things that you expect to be going on in the world, in the system of racism, which is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just routine. Just the general prison routine.
With the
people who practice white supremacy has made the entire world a prison.
Mm-hmm.
So prison activities, for people who are familiar with it, wartime prison, whatever people want to call it. But a prison routine is usually just that, a prison routine. Something very predictable and very well structured. A very well run prison is a smooth operation with very few things that are different from one day to the next. One day blends right into the next day. One,
mm-hmm.
It is established as a smooth-running operation,
mm-hmm.
A smooth-running death camp, you might say. Once it's established, in getting it established, there might be a lot of excitement, a lot of this and that, and a little of the other going on all the time. Something unpredictable comes up. But when a prison is smoothly run, and the prison system called the system of white supremacy, the world prison system, is a pretty smooth operation. So it has very few glitches that are outstanding on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, now, in that smoothly run prison or prison system, do you find it not disturbing, but do you find it odd, or what is all this domestic terrorism, whites shooting up other whites? I think there's been, within the last few weeks, there's been 5 separate killings of white people killing white people. In this smoothly run system, is that to be expected?
That's to be expected. That goes with the territory. In fact, just like in any criminal organization, as kind of depicted in the movie The Godfather by a character called Pete Clemenza, talking to one of the young gangsters who is aspiring to come up in the world in the family business, as they say. And there's a scene where he's talking to Clemenza, that's Michael Corleone, and he said, "How bad is it going to be, Michael?" Pete, that's Michael talking to Clemenza, that's a fellow mobster, a subordinate of his, and he said, "Pretty bad." He said, "We have to do this every 10, 15 years, that the members of the different families, the mob families, the people that control everything when it comes to criminal activity, they go at each other. We are really feasting off of the general population, but every now and then, 10, 15 years, we have a breakdown in how we're going about doing things, arguments among ourselves about how is the best way to proceed into the future. And the arguments sometimes break out into little bits of violence and then break out in all-out violence. And we slaughter each other. But everything finally quiets down and we go back, shake hands, and go back to business as usual." In other words, the wardens of the different branches of the prison system sometimes go at each other. That's to make another analogy. And they actually will kill each other and send out their guards from their respective prison sites hunting each other down. But eventually, they settle down, make some type of agreement on how to divide up the action of taking advantage of subordinate people, the people that they feast off of, and things kind of level off again for another 10 or 15 years. Now, to make the analogy within a racial framework, we have things like a so-called civil war, where huge numbers of white people who didn't particularly care for black people at all on either side went at each other. I mean, all out. They weren't playing. They weren't pulling any punches. I mean, they went at each other big time and wrote books about it, have reenactments of it even today. In 2019, fly flags commemorating how, hey, we went at each other big time. We all believed in white supremacy, generally speaking. We just didn't like the style or the way that some of the goods from it were being distributed. But I mean, we really did do a job on each other, and we didn't pull any punches. But at the same time, we both kept our eye on all the opposing families now, the criminal organizations, respectively, the prison wardens, They kept their eye on the prisoners, making sure that the prisoners didn't get away or didn't get out of hand while all this fight was going on between the mobs. That's one analogy. Might be kind of raggedy, but I think people understand what I mean by it. And if they don't, they can say so, and I'll try to clear it up.
Okay. Let's take a phone call before we get into racial apartheid. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm in Detroit, and I find out that a lot of people, a lot of places are giving away food, and a lot of black people are lining up different days of the week getting that food. And I was telling them the same thing they did to the Indian, they fed them. And you don't know when the next time they're going to put whatever they want to put in it to eliminate so many people. What do you think the compensatory action should be? Should we allow to accept this food? And do we assume that one day that they might put something in that food to destroy it?
Oh, they put stuff in the food all the time. I mean, just about everything in the system of white supremacy that is made available to the prisoners, meaning the black people, the non-white people of the world, is artificial. Artificial food, artificial information, artificial everything in all nine areas of activity, artificial economics, artificial education, artificial entertainment that doesn't that is put out here that's very appetizing, lots of sugar on it and all like that, but not anything that will inspire you to do anything that is of any constructive value. That's what the white supremacists do in the field of entertainment. Labor, artificial, except anything that will benefit them. When it comes to anything that's going to benefit the prisoners, the non-white people, the black people, then it's all artificial. They don't get the fruits of their labor. Law. Don't even talk about that. You start talking about how the law is used, where black people are concerned, in the system of white supremacy, you got to be joking if you're talking about correct law, the type of law that produces a thing called justice. Doesn't happen, can't happen in the system of white supremacy. And then you have politics, another category. All artificial when it comes to people of color. Religion, all confusing. That's a form of artificiality. Anything that causes confusion, the dark-skinned people all over this planet that we call Earth are confused when it comes to the issue of religion. Got a different church on every corner. Not only they don't exactly have combat with each other, even in the within the Christian religion, but they kind of eye each other warily because they say, well, your brand of Christianity isn't quite up to par like my brand. And so most of the congregation out there, the potential congregation, come over here to where I am. Now, those people down the road, they're trying, they mean well, but their brand of Christianity, they don't know Jesus like we do. So come over here. And so a different churches have different names. And you have, even in the Christian structure, you have what? Something called Protestants and Catholics. Then you break that down by color, like Martin Luther King said, who here, came into the world in this month, January, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's the most segregated hour in the world when it comes to religion? 11 o'clock on Sunday morning in the Northwestern Hemisphere, in churches, when everybody's supposed to be coming together in what? In the body of Christ, but not when it comes to color. Depends on what color you are. That is a time when everybody goes in a different direction. to a different church. White people will move into a neighborhood that has a church right down the street, four doors away from this fancy apartment that's going up. They will look at that church, they'll check it out, and they'll say, oh, this is a fine church. But looks like the people who are going in there got some color in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no place for me. I'm a white person. I mean, that brand of religion that they got, who needs that? Who wants that? What good is that to me? I can't use none of that. That's a bunch of garbage. I'm not going to a garbage pile. That's all that is for me. I have no use for it. But it works for them, but they're garbage people. So I guess it's okay. You know, I'll send them a donation. Might even take a little food down there. But their brand of religion, they can't do nothing for me. I got a better brand. Comes white all the way. So I'm going to seek out the church that I used to go to if I have to drive 15 miles. When there's the same type of church with the same name, just three doors away from my apartment building. You see it. I don't think I'm making that up. And then you got sex, artificial sex all over the place and growing at a gallop. Every type of artificiality that you can think of. They must have really put their feet on the desk and got real comfortable and burned a whole lot of midnight oil in order to come up with all of these growing categories of sexuality that they are dumping on the non-white people of the world and just laughing all the way while they do it and say that it's, and telling black people, telling the non-white people, you don't really need a better education. You don't need a better anything. What you need is to improve your sexuality. It's all messed up. I mean, you can't get along with your girlfriend. I mean, it's, black males are beating up black females, I mean, over and over again, and we have to come in and stop the beating and whatnot. What you need is a new sexuality. Maybe 10 or 15 different types of sexuality. You need some, not this male-female thing, that's old stuff. You need some new artificial sexuality that we will manufacture for you. We will even manufacture some sex toys to go along with it. And you can come into the store and purchase it off the shelf, at a price, of course, which we will charge you, you know. And we'll get it started, start off cheap, and then escalate the bill as decades pass by, generations pass by, until we have completely confused you, like we have in all areas of activity, like religion, and like economics. And then, of course, the ninth area of activity, war. Now, the war is artificial, too, in that we are pretending always that when we are fighting and we get you to fight, it's all about helping you to be a better person and to be in a better position. But all of the fighting that is going on, all of the dark-skinned people who are carrying AK-47s all over the world, that's a part of what the white supremacists call fighting for your freedom. It doesn't pay off at all because it's an endless fight that they say is an endless fight. Well, fighting for freedom is endless, you know. You got to always be fighting, killing other non-white people, of course, and other non-white people killing you, because I furnish the arms for both sides, because the white supremacists are always successful, because they know how to play all sides of every argument.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you, and it's called New Money. And I came in this morning and saw where Drew and Janae took care of business, and it's all typed up and keyed up and ready to go. So you might want to check that out. New Money, and the way things is going, you might need some of that. All you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times. And when you see that, you'll see other shows that are there that we carry. TalkTainmentRadio.com, that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic, when we get to it, is racial apartheid. And if you'd like to join the conversation with your comments on that or any other suggestions that you may have, then you can call at 1-877-932-9766. Before we go into that, let's take this phone call. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
How are you doing today, Mr. Fuller? This is Mr. Eric Pitcher coming out of Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm still learning.
I am too as well. Mr. Fuller, with the political process and elections getting ready to come up, do you have any codified questions that non-white people, good codified questions that non-white people can ask political candidates?
Yes, just ask for justice. I mean, and be very specific about what you're talking about in the process. Get away from the slogans. Go in.
Okay.
If you're talking to anybody who's a politician, go in with a list of things, always. Just don't go in with abstractions and say, well, we black people would like to have our freedom. We'd like to have better neighborhoods. We'd like to have better schools. These are titles. That's an excellent start, but you have to be specific. I want, in my school, I want this to be taught, so that when I walk out of that school with a piece of paper in my hand saying that I have graduated, I want to know exactly what I'm going to be doing with at least this first part of my existence. What are the opportunities available to me where I can walk in a door and present my diploma, my degree, and say, this is what I have learned, and I understand that in this place where I am now, I can use what I have learned in this place where they have sent me as of this morning, because I was in that university day before yesterday. I took a day off to rest. Now I'm coming in ready to go to work in this place, because this is the place where I can use what they taught me in that university down the street. And I'm in this place where I knew that this is the place that I was going to come to so I can make money to take care of all the things that I am required to take care of in a constructive manner. I can gain that money here by giving my services to this facility, because I knew about this facility before I ever left that university, because that's the kind of university it is. It doesn't teach you just a whole bunch of stuff and tell you to go out into the world and change it, and you don't have an idea of how to even get started. Anywhere. Not a name, not a phone number, not an address, not an idea of where you can use USE what you have been taught.
Now, yes.
Did that answer the question? Or
yeah, the caller is gone, but that is... it really did answer the question. Okay, let's do this. We're going to talk about racial apartheid. Now, I have become familiar with apartheid and what happened in South Africa, my first recollection of it. But as I began to see things around here, it made me wonder if that same thing was practiced here. And the word apartheid means apartness. Racial segregation had been used for centuries, but when the new policy started in 1948 in South Africa, it was strict and more systematic. In the system, the people of South Africa were divided by race, and the races were forced to live apart from each other. Mr. Fuller, with racial apartheid, or that term anyway, that's been scattered around, do you see them, the white supremacists, classifying and separating blacks based on color, a dark-skinned black versus a light-skinned black, and so forth and so forth, all the gambit of colors? Do you see that as something that is prevalent in today's society?
Always has been. In fact, they have categories that they use that are not in the census, by the way, but in general conversation. What do you hear? Black people and brown people. Mm-hmm. When most black people are brown. Now, how much confusion can you get? Usually when they refer to brown people, they're talking about what? They're talking about people, not a color. Because the people are brown in color. A lot of them are tan, you know, a very dark brown, a very light brown. But they are talking about people who speak a language. A language is not a color. That language is Spanish. But they'll say the people who speak Spanish are the brown people. Oh, well, take a look. Some of them are. Some of them are not. Some of them, just like among what we call black people, look like white people. Just like among black people. See how the white supremacists just go behind the bushes and just laugh at what they have pulled on the world? Because they call anything by anything. They'll say anything. There's nothing that they won't say. They'll say, oh, blue is green today. And people say, well, where did you get that? Say, because I said so. That's all they do. Because I said so. Blue is green today. Now, all you people of color, line up and repeat after me. And all the people of color throughout the entire system of white supremacy, as long as it's been established, have a tendency to just start nodding their heads in unison without anybody stepping back, which is what counter-racist science is all about, and say, wait a minute, I know what I'm looking at, and you're trying to tell me that I don't see what I'm looking at. I know the difference between brown and yellow. I know the difference between white and green. I know the difference between orange and purple, I think. But the white supremacists will say, oh, no, that was yesterday. You got it all wrong. Now, that's what apartheid was all about. It was just the same old thing with a different word attached to it. That's all they have ever done. Same stuff. The same stuff in different cans, you might say. If you want to compare it to beans or canned groceries and whatnot. The same stuff with a different can and a different label. And they come up with all kinds of labels to describe the same thing. Okay. And they do this all the time.
All the time. Okay, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts all available. Download the talktainmentradio.com to your app, your cell, or your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to get into more of this definition and more of your phone calls. In fact, one's on the line now. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you.
entertainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's Ash Kickin.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. The phone number to get in contact with the show is 1-877-932-9766. And our main topic today is racial apartheid. But right now, we're going to take a phone call. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Fuller, this is Reggie from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, I was recently approached by publicly in a parking lot by another black male, and his question to me was, "What, brother? What's your nationality?" And I didn't know what angle he was coming from. I thought maybe he, you know, thought I was a foreigner or something. So I just simply said, you know, I just asked him, "What do you mean by nationality?" And he went on to tell me what he thought my nationality was based on his religious views. So I just sit there, listen to him, and then we departed. So I thought about that later. So my question to you is simply, what is the codified response to the question, what is your nationality?
Yes. Well, when a person asks you a question and you don't understand what the question is, you did the correct thing. That's the codified response. You did exactly what the response should be. And that is, you ask him, you use the very words that whomever the person is, the words that that person is using, you get that person in a polite, courteous manner to explain what the word means. You did the correct thing. That's the codified response. That's right on point. What do you mean by nationality, sir? And don't help with the answer, because you might have ideas yourself about what the answer may be, but that person is talking to you and using the term, so you want that person's definition of the term. That's whether the person is white, non-white, male, female, whatever. Always ask about the terms that that person is using, regardless of what you think the term may mean. You just simply say, and you did the correct thing. What do you mean by nationality? What was the person's response when you asked that question? Do you remember?
Well, he just went on to tell me, instead of answering my question, like what country are you from or whatever, he went on to say, well, you know, you should be this. You should be this. He went to a religious aspect. Like, it's like he wanted me to say something and say, oh, nope. I guess he wanted me to say, hey, I'm American. Say, no, you're not American. You're this. Like, so. He was looking to retaliate based on my response, but I think I caught him off guard by just, you know, asking him the question back to him. But his response was, brother, we are, you know, members of the Lost Tribe and this and that. And I just sat there and listened to him.
That was the correct procedure. Now,
okay.
And you always do it with a an approach of being courteous and just listening to what the person has to say. The person has something to tell you, so you just listen to what the person is telling you, and you said that the person said what he had to say and then walked off. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's the way it's supposed to work, because it's never supposed to get into an argument. It's never.
Okay.
Black people have to stop arguing with each other or with anybody, really. That should be, in 2019, no more arguments of any kind, because arguments don't produce what? Constructive results. Conversations do. It's the difference between an argument and a conversation. A conversation produces a constructive result every time. An argument does not produce a constructive result. So how do you avoid arguments? Simply by asking questions and listening to answers. And don't say anything. Don't give your opinion about anything. That's one of the best ways. Don't give your opinion about what the person is saying. Just listen. And when they finish, say thank you very much. And that's it. You didn't have an argument. You listened to what the person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You understood what the person is saying. And whether you agreed or not, you don't have to say anything. And that's the magic of just asking a question. What do you mean by nationality? And then let the person, just like you did, that's the correct procedure. I hope everybody picks that up. That's the correct procedure. Why? Because in counter-racist science, what does it say? All problems are solved through the process of what?
Questions and answers.
You asked the question. First of all, he asked you a question. What is your nationality? And then you asked him a question because you wanted clarity. That's the first thing you want in any conversation, not to lead to an argument. You want clarity. So in order to clear that up, you said, what do you mean by nationality? And then the person proceeded to tell you what he meant by nationality. So you just listen. And then when he walks away, what you do is evaluate what that conversation was about and see if you found anything in it that was constructive. And if you did, use it. And if you didn't, dismiss it. Has not been of any constructive value to you, at least at this time. That's it.
Okay.
And you'll never have an argument. I mean, you know, you hear black people having arguments in subway stations. I mean, you know, arguments all over the place. That should be something that in 2019 is unheard of. We should look at the science of avoiding arguments.
Yes, sir. Okay, on TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. You are now listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And we're discussion today is racial apartheid. But it is at this particular time, usually 45 minutes after the hour, that we present Mr. Fuller with an opportunity to discuss the book. Mr. Fuller, this is your time to discuss the book, so take it away.
A lot of the things that I'm talking about right now are in the book. That's why I wrote the book, The Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, textbook workbook for thought, for speech, and or action for victims of racism. And of course, racism is described singularly. I mean, just by that word, singularly, that means just one thing, one type of racism, and that's white supremacy. Why? Because you can't have two supremes in the same space. I mean, when you say one thing is supreme, that automatically says there's none other. So if you're talking about racism and racial supremacy, you're talking about white supremacy. There's no such thing as non-white supremacy in a white supremacist system. They can't occupy the same space. So what is white supremacy? It's two things, two elements. Dominating and mistreating people who are classified as non-white by people who are classified as white and who function as white. Dominating and mistreating, those two elements, that's what it's for. Dominating and mistreating, how, when, where? Answer, all the time in all nine areas of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Worldwide, 24/7, without let up. Anybody who is classified as non-white, black, brown, red, yellow, beige, tan, any of the derivatives of blackness, come under the system of white supremacy, according to the white supremacists, and they have proven that this is a fact. And the evidence shows it. So the textbook that I have written is for the victims of this system, because this system should not exist. The system that should exist is a system of peace. It's based on truth plus justice plus correctness. That's the equation. That equals peace. First, you got to have truth. Then you got to have justice. Then you have correctness, which means you treat everything correctly. Justice is you treat people correctly. Truth is you reveal whatever is. The definition is in the textbook of truth is that which is. That which is what? That which is what it is. It's not something else. Call things by their correct name based on what it does or what it exists for. You have to find that in everything. Now, the textbook for victims of white supremacy is for victims of this thing called racism. And it's addressed to the individual person. And it's supposed to tell you, or make suggestions, rather, about what to do, what to say, each and every day, under every circumstance. What to do and what to say. What to not do and what to not say. In all of these areas of activity, that's what the book is designed to help an individual person do who is a victim of racism. And you can get it by going to producejustice.com. You can get the book. And there's a word guide that will help you with the word part, what to say and what not to say, what questions to ask. Like somebody saying, you know, what's your nationality? All right. Well, you know, how do you respond? The book is supposed to guide you. You know, are you an American? What is an American? What does an American do that nobody else does? What's the difference between an American and an all-American? That's in the word guide, which is an addition to the basic book. Okay? And is there a difference between an American and an all-American? How many Americans are there? What is an American? In every area of activity, 24 hours a day. Do Americans exist? What's an African? What's an Asian? What is justice? Words are supposed to mean something. Every word. And you're supposed to be able to understand every word that is spoken to you so that you don't have what? Confusion. Because from confusion comes disaster in any type of frame of reference. That's been proven all down through the world. Anytime you find a whole bunch of confused people, I mean, you either deconfuse that situation or get somebody to do it, or you get out of that situation. Because confusion is going to lead to disaster. That's a guarantee. No people who are confused are going to be constructively engaged. Now, the textbook for victim of white supremacy, I repeat again, you can get by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And hopefully you'll find something in the basic textbook and or the additional to it called a word guide that will help to deconfuse you about everything that's going on in this world that's dominated by the system of white supremacy.
Alrighty, there you have it, producejustice.com. As we move along, today's topic is racial apartheid. If you would like to join the conversation, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766 to either have a question and have Mr. Fuller address your question and with suggestions. Mr. Fuller, before we go on here, are you familiar with the Berlin Conference of 1884-1885?
Vaguely. I've forgotten about the details of it. Just about all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it was by he put it together, Otto von Bismarck of Germany, where the European nations, the big European nations, had apparently got together and decided on how to divvy up Africa. In fact, King Leopold II was very instrumental in doing things in the Congo. In fact, it has another name called the Congo Conference also. But I found it very interesting to see how Africa was divvied up into the various countries that it is now, because the Europeans were interested in colonization, and I thought I would throw that out there. And I'm glad that you were familiar with it, because I haven't been familiar with it until about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I looked it up, and it's quite an interesting read, the Berlin Conference. So by me saying that little bit, did that stir your memory up of some information that you had on that?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, definitely. The minute you mentioned it, that it was about dividing up the territories, like any gangster operation, gangster operations at that godfather level, what do? They divide up territories. The Tatayas will have a piece of this action. Barzini will have a piece of that action. The Corleones will have a piece. And Tessio here, he'll have a piece, if you're familiar with the movie Godfather, which I keep referring to, and which I keep seeing on television all the time, because there's plenty of messages in that.
Yes.
Godfather 1 and 2, those two movies are of Shakespearean, I say, longevity. I mean, in other words, they can teach that in school, replacing maybe some of the Shakespeare that they teach. And particularly among black people, because a lot of young black people want to be gangsters anyway. So they can relate to something like The Sopranos and The Godfather, but it will show that the system of white supremacy that governs them and their behavior, they are victims of this type of system, this gangster system at the top level called the system of white supremacy. It operates just like the Corleones and the Barzinis and the Tatayas and the rest of those people that were named in Godfather 1 and 2. Hyman Roth and all of them, Johnny Ola. The senator that was bought off.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, everybody was paying off, and they making these excellent speeches and whatnot about this and that and the other, and shaking hands and whatnot, and taking money under the table, and doing all kinds of other things that in his so-called leadership position.
Sounds like today, doesn't it?
Sounds just like today, even though the movies were made in 1972, 1974. But that was happening before then, and it's been happening ever since. So you don't pay any attention to these titles either. Just watch what people do. Don't be fascinated by anybody's title.
Yes.
And this is important for black people. Get out of that habit. I don't care how many titles a person has in front of his or her name or behind his or her name. Pay attention to what's being done. That's the only thing that counts.
Yes. You know, and in looking at that, and I'm so happy that you knew about the Berlin Conference, because I did, and I still study that and go back to understand how white supremacy, racism, works even more because of what they did to those people in there, particularly King Leopold of Belgium, King Leopold II, excuse me, of Belgium, and the hacking of hacking off of arms and limbs and so forth. It was just I couldn't believe that kind of stuff happened, but it did.
I remember seeing photographs of that
mm-hmm.
back in the 1930s.
Wow. Okay. I see, and I just recently, I say within the last 2 or 3 years, have seen the photographs of children maimed, you know, a hand gone.
Because they didn't make the quota.
Yeah, because they didn't make the quota. I think it was it gold or rubber or whatever.
Rubber.
Yeah.
Rubber, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everything. See, in the Congo, even today, that's why the white supremacists don't want anybody going in there but them. As always, because that's a real harvester. The Congo is a excellent place to get all kinds of material
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that can be used all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you better believe the white supremacists are not going to concede one inch of it without a whole bunch of bloodshed against anyone non-white who tries to get anything out of Congo.
Why, in your opinion, Mr. Fuller, was that not mentioned, but when the so-called Jews over in Germany were killed, that was mentioned more than this tragedy, which, according to the records that I have seen, was over 10 million people that were killed in the Congo?
Well, I'll put it this way.
Okay.
When we start talking about it. The history of white supremacy, it will never, ever, ever be told, because there's no way for it to ever, ever, ever be known by anybody who's breathing now. There's no way for that history to ever be told.
Why do you say that?
Because it just wasn't recorded, most of it. Most of it was never put down on paper. I mean, and that includes the so-called slave trade, I mean, transatlantic slave. The history of the plantations will never, ever be told. All of the horrible things that went on year after year, decade after decade, not for a few years, 4 or 5 years, I mean, some type of horrendous mistreatment of people. I'm talking about maybe as much as a couple of thousand years
mm-hmm.
of non-stop brutality, each and every day, bloodshed, brutality, beatings, killings of every type. I mean, male, female, infants, throwing of them, you know, babies into the ocean and whatnot for fun, black babies. The white supremacists doing that and thinking nothing of it. And having a swig of beer behind it, or rum or whatever, and just having a party in Australia, just running down the so-called Aborigines
mm-hmm.
and shooting them like rabbits. I mean, hey, just having fun, just the good old boys, forever, having fun, doing what? Mistreating people of color on a horrendous scale, nonstop. Day after day, never no let up.
Mm.
Like I looked at what I turned on my TV, just flipped the channel yesterday. It's always there. And what was showing? Showboat. All right. And right in the middle of Showboat, it went right back to 1951. The black character in the movie, which is really the central part of the movie. Singing what? Old Man River. You and me, we sweat and strain. Body all aching, racked with pain.
Mm.
Tote that barge, lift that bale. get a little drunk, and you land in jail.
Okay, I got to leave it there for the first hour, Mr. Fuller. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour, and we're going to start off with Showboat.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.